The gas is running out in Gaza. Israel recently began cutting fuel supplies in yet another bid to pressure militants here to stop firing rockets at Israeli towns just across the border. Hamid Bahalal is one of the biggest gas station owners in Gaza. He says fuel supplies have been cut in half, and there is not enough gas to run basic services.
This is not enough for the Gaza Strip, for the hospitals, for the water wells, for the stations, for the cars, for everything.
With little gas, Gaza's once bustling streets are now deserted. Donkey carts have replaced trucks. Israeli officials say fuel supplies have only been cut by 15%. Hamas seized power in Gaza in a bloody revolt against Fatah forces, who were widely viewed as corrupt and lawless. Following the takeover, Israel sealed Gaza's borders. The Israelis consider Hamas a terrorist organization. Hamas officials such as Fawzi Barhum offer no apologies. Barhum says Hamas brought much-needed stability to Gaza. He says outside forces caused Gaza's problems.
First of all, we are not responsible about this siege embargo. This siege embargo is a collective punishment, as I mentioned before, against the Palestinians who vote for Hamas. But finally, we are controlling over Gaza as a security step, and our believing that we will be returned back again to dialogue and negotiation with Abu Mazen and with Fatah.
Hamas speaks of reconciliation, but it continues to consolidate power in Gaza. It recently took over Gaza's court system and key ministries. Raji Sarani is the director of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights. He says Hamas has brought stability, but Gazans are less free today than they were 6 months ago.
I'm talking about the problems related to torture, political arrests, banning freedom of expression. I'm talking about attacking, judiciary and taking over the civilian judiciary. I'm having a problem related to the detention of people and applying the rule of law. These serious issues in our deep concern, and we are giving it real focus.
Hazem Abu Shanab knows all about those issues. He is the Fatah spokesman in Gaza. He recently organized the first mass demonstration in Gaza against Hamas rule, and he blames Hamas gunmen for killing several Fatah supporters during the protest. Abu Shanab says Hamas needs to change the way it thinks.
The problem is in Hamas mentality. They need to know that they have to participate. They have to share the making up of the future of the Palestinian people. They cannot rule by themselves.
Meanwhile, ordinary Gazans like this woman and her sons struggle to make a living. The strawberries she sells would normally end up in Israel or Europe. But now she sells them for virtually nothing here on the streets of Gaza. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Gaza City.